A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." And he said in reply, "The one who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth, and then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The litany of sorrows found in Jeremiah's reading today abounds even today, and so does the question, why? Attempts to blame God, our wickedness, and failures. Well, isn't that one of the first questions asked with the Colorado massacre? Why? How could this be? How could God? Or the death of children caught in the crossfire of violence? Or the list goes on. Today's gospel is an attempt by the early Christian community of Matthew to answer the question, twofold question, why do bad things happen to good people, namely us, and are the evil going to be rewarded or punished? In perhaps gracious and foolish abundance, God sows seeds with abandon on the good and the bad soil. God sows seeds everywhere. Can we live in that mystery? Life and death happen. Things are mixed up. Nothing is really neat and tidy, despite our needs and desires. The Paschal mystery shows us that death gives life. It is a mystery. Weeds, wheat. On Saturday, we heard the actual parable, and in our celebration, the preacher raised the question, who are the weeds in our life? Who are the people we consider weeds? And for whom are we the weeds? If we look to be people who make a judgment on others, we better be careful.